This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ya Rabb al-Alamin. Allahumma ameen, ameen. Ya Rabb al-Alamin. SubhanAllah, as we are entering the month of Ramadan, Ramadan is around the corner. Tomorrow is going to be our first night of Taraweeh. SubhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written down for us another opportunity, another door of khair. And wallahi, we're very lucky, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Since COVID, you can possibly think about many people who couldn't make it to today. And Allah has chosen me and you to witness this moment as we are ending or exiting the month of Sha'ban, and we are entering a new month, the month of Ramadan. And the month of Ramadan, my dear brothers and sisters, has a beautiful history, by the way. Have you asked yourself anytime, what is the history behind the month of Ramadan? Well, Allah said, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. Now, the Quran has, I would say, mind-blowing history. And let me tell you this history from the beginning. It started from the beginning of the creation of man, when Allah Azza wa Jal has created Adam and Eve. And then we all know the story that they have eaten from the tree against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command. And then Allah, as a result, He sent them down to the earth. قَالَ اهْبِطَ مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. Go down. And then He said, by the way, I need your attention because it's a little bit, you know, it needs a bit of effort to put it together. So I want your focus. It started from the beginning when Allah has sent Adam and Eve down to the earth. And as they were exiting Jannah, Allah told them something very specific. He told them, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُم مِّنِّي هُدَى فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. He said, go down and wait for my guidance that I'm going to send you. And if you or your followers were to follow this guidance, then لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. No sadness, no grief. Which means what? Jannah. This is the only place that has no sadness or no grief, right? So in other words, he said, you go down now, and then there is a way to make your way back up to Jannah, and that is following this guidance. Now, Allah has sent to Prophet Adam, alayhi salam, his followers, including all of these prophets, He sent them pieces of these guidance, the Bible, the Torah, and other books. Now, what was the last piece of guidance that Allah has sent to Adam's offspring? What was the last piece of guidance? The Quran. So what are we celebrating in the month of Ramadan? We're celebrating the promise of Allah, the fulfillment of the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal to Adam that He is going to send pieces of guidance, and Allah has fulfilled His promise and He sent the last piece of guidance, and that is the Quran that was revealed during the month of Ramadan. And subhanAllah, the way that the Prophet described the Quran, he said, حَبْلُ الْمَتِينِ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He said, it's a solid rope that was extended from the sama, the heavens, all the way to the earth. Which means that if we were to hold on that rope, then we can make our way back up to our original house. The house that we are supposed to be inheriting, and that is Jannah, because our father Adam alayhi salam had that house. And we should go back to our original house. There is a way to go back to your original house, and that is the way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described this in the Quran. He said, that's the only way, is to follow that guidance. So yes, that's the theoretical aspect of it. What Ramadan means to us. It means a lot. It means that there are some doors of khair that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening during this month of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically spoke about these days. He said, إِذَا جَاءَ Ramadan. When Ramadan comes, it's actually coming, right? It's coming. It's tomorrow. It's after tomorrow, our first day of fasting, Saturday. And tomorrow we're gonna be spending the night in ibadah, inshallah. بإذن الله تعالى. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be in the ibadah during the month of Ramadan. Ya Rabbal Alameen. And يجعلنا من المقبولين, for those who Allah is satisfied in accepting their ibadahs. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Because wallahi, that's what matters. That's what matters. So yes, the Prophet spoke about this moment. He said, إِذَا جَاءَ Ramadan, when Ramadan arrives, when you enter Ramadan, certain things will happen. إِذَا جَاءَ Ramadan, فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. That's a big deal. Wallahi, that's a big deal. It's simple, but it's a big deal. The Prophet ﷺ is saying that Allah will open the doors of heaven. You can take this literally, that Allah actually is going to open the doors of heaven. And you can take it in a way that's deeper than this. You can say, well, door of heavens are open, it means like doors of khair are open, means that doors of opportunities are open, means that you have and I have a chance to actually get that opportunity during this month of Ramadan. You can think about it like this. What you can do in Ramadan, you cannot do outside of Ramadan. The potential is extremely high. Why? Because Allah has decided for me and you to actually have that special opportunity during this month of Ramadan, because people's lives change during the month of Ramadan. You can build good habits during the month of Ramadan that can actually last with you after Ramadan. It's a centric event, even for the Sahaba. 6 months before Ramadan, they used to say, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. They're looking forward to it. They're actually putting their minds set for that month, because they know that this is a big deal. Doors of heaven are open. What else do you want? And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ, and the doors of hellfire are locked. Allah does not want anybody to go to hellfire. Does not want to. He wants to give us the opportunity. He wants us to just like refrain from evil. He even said after this, I will take care of the shayateen during this month. You have two enemies, I will take one enemy down for you. Just to make it lighter on you. To make your job easier. We have two enemies, right? The shayateen, the whispers of the shayateen, the distractions of shayateen, and then we have our own nafs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَهَا. So like He has inspired our nafs with khair, to do good. But also we have side of us that asks you to do bad. And that's the whole point. That's the whole test, is about this. We have the choice. And according to that choice, we'll be held accountable in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. Angels don't have that, by the way. Angels don't have that choice. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم. They don't disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. They just follow their purpose. No choice. Similarly, animals don't have that choice. What the animals do is they eat, drink, and mate. They don't have the choice to actually do ibadah. They don't have the choice. They follow their desires. But then humans, a unique creature, you have the choice. And now with the choice comes the responsibility. Comes the responsibility. Allah will hold you and me accountable for that choice that He has given us. So in the month of Ramadan, well, I'll take care of one of your enemies. Just do it. You have the chance. You have the chance. I know it's tough sometimes to make the right decisions. But right now, I'm taking one enemy down. Now take care of your own nafs. Work on it. I'm already opening the doors of heaven. I want to receive as much people that they want to do good as possible in Jannah. I don't want anybody to be in hellfire. I don't want to punish anybody. By the way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ما يفعل الله بعذابكم. Like, Allah does not want us to suffer. Allah doesn't want this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't benefit from anyone who goes to hellfire. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ What is Allah getting out of the punishment of some people? But we choose. That's the choice that we're talking about. So why Ramadan is a big deal? Ramadan is a big deal because it's a new beginning. We can put the reset button. I've been dealing with A, B, and C difficulties and challenges in my life. I know my weaknesses. And it starts by first and foremost acknowledging these weaknesses. Just like, what exactly? And that's, by the way, that's the time. Today is the time. And tomorrow is the time before we enter Ramadan. That's the time to set our intentions from now. What are the things that we're struggling with? You cannot work on your flaws and your weaknesses. And by the way, all of us have weaknesses. We are imperfect creature. This is who we are. So number one, acknowledging these flaws, understanding that you have your own flaws, and understanding what flaws you have. So acknowledgement. Then number two, committing to Allah Azza wa Jal during the month of Ramadan to work on these flaws. You say, Ya Allah, I'm going to try. I'm going to try. I know it's difficult. I know I've tried in the past. I know I'm struggling with this sin. I know I'm struggling with this matter of my life that I have no solution for, and I keep making these mistakes. Ya Allah, I wanna start fresh. I wanna give myself another chance. I know this Ramadan comes with an opportunity, and Ya Allah, accept me and give me strength to go through it. This is the time. This today is the time. As you're driving back home, just ask yourself, lower your ego a little bit. Sometimes our ego gets in the way. Because our ego sometimes blocks us from seeing our own flaws. So we need to just lowering our ego, getting rid of our ego for tonight, just one night. Just knowing what exactly, how it is. What exactly our weaknesses are. What are the things that I want to work on during the month of Ramadan? We have 30 days to build a good habit. How many days you need to be consistent with? 21 days to build any good habit. It's a golden opportunity. Ramadan is 30 days. You apply this to the first 21 days. Then khalas, you're set for the last week of Ramadan, and after Ramadan, you're set. Have you experienced this before? Because we are building a habit of fasting. The first day of Eid, when you eat the first, when you drink the first sip of water, you eat the first bite, you feel like you're doing something weird, right? That's because you have built a habit. You have built a habit. Any habit that you can possibly think about, you can build it in 21 days. When is the best time? Here you are. Ramadan is coming up. And even when it comes to quitting bad habits, I have a theory. I say that you cannot quit a bad habit. And you tell me, like, are you crazy, Sheikh? What are you saying? I say that you only can replace the bad habit with a good one. So in order for you to stop a bad habit, don't worry about stopping it. Just be worried about developing a good one. And eventually that will replace the bad habits. So during the month of Ramadan, I'm struggling with A, B, and C. What are the equivalents of these three things that I want to quit in terms of good habits that can allow me to replace them? You guys are following? So this is the month. That is the month of Ramadan, to apply this. So let's go through the hadith again. إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانَ فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ When Ramadan arrives, the doors of opportunities, I'll translate it this way, the doors of opportunity, all your opportunities are there for you, just waiting for you to take them, just waiting for you. And it doesn't matter if you have failed in the past because our deen believes in second chance, second opportunity. Not just second, third and fourth. You make mistake, you ask Allah for tawbah, you get up and you restart again. There is no limit. Us as humans, we have limited capacity. We don't tolerate many mistakes sometimes. Because we're just like, we're humans. We're limited. That doesn't apply when it comes to Allah Azza wa Jalla's mercy. He'll open the door for you, just like He's opening it right now, in the month of Ramadan. إذا جاء رمضان فتحت أبواب الجنة غلقت أبواب النار. I see this as no distractions, no punishment. Everything is khair for you. Just embrace it right now. Just embrace it. Go through it. Take the benefit out of this. That's a Black Friday right here. You have all the options. You want to give a sadaqah, you give a sadaqah. You want to commit to every single Taraweeh prayer as a good habit, you commit to every single Taraweeh prayer. No exceptions. I'm taking my family. I know it's a bit, you know, of a hassle, but I'm taking my family. I'm setting my intention now that I will commit to Qiyam al-Layl every single night in Ramadan. Either home or like in the last 10 nights, I will make sure that I even come to the masjid. Set these goals now. These are the goals. These are the good habits. These are the doors of heaven. These are the doors of opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are giving us. And then, وَصُفِّدَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ, and the shayateen will be locked. So hurry to do goodness, inshaAllah ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Just compete. Just run to that maghfirah, that door of forgiveness, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me and you among those who will be emancipated from hellfire during the month of Ramadan, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our ta'at during the month of Ramadan, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emancipate our necks and the necks of our parents, our fathers and our mothers from hellfire, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this month of Ramadan a month of a new opportunity for us, ya Rabbil Alameen, a month of a real change, ya Rabbil Alameen, for ourselves, for our families, for our kids, ya Akram al-Akrameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our Sheikh Salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve and bless this community, ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakum Allahu khayran, barakallahu fikum, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.